Hey, Pastor, have you ever gotten to your office on a Monday and revised your resume? Have you ever browsed the job ads at ministryjobs.com and found yourself envisioning your life at that large church in Florida? Do you find yourself sometimes dreaming about just stacking lumber at Home Depot? Leadership doesn't have to be that way, and I want to walk you down the pathway to healthy, vibrant leadership, taking your Monday into an eager, energized, and abundant lifestyle. My name is Kevin, veteran pastor with nearly 20 years of full-time ministry and leadership experience. I've walked through the tensions of trauma and drama that can come as a minefield of stress and anxiety to every pastor. Together, we're going to learn the simplicity of leadership that breathes life to you rather than consume everything from you, in simple strategic steps leading you to clarity, creativity, and a little bit of cash flow. Growth is possible, and it's inside your reach. Now, grab your notebook and let's dig into it. Hey, Pastor, have you ever felt like your church is stuck? Like no matter what you try, your congregation just isn't engaging the way that you know they could. What if I told you there was a way to reignite that fire, inspire your people, and make more disciples than ever before? I am thrilled to invite you to the Make More Disciples Challenge, a five-day experience designed to help you break your church out of its indifference coma. Over five powerful lessons, I'll give you the tools you need to discover what's holding your church back, reignite that passion in your members, and build a culture of discipleship that changes lives. This is more than a challenge. It's a step toward transforming your church into a vibrant, mission-driven community. The Make More Disciples Challenge starts soon, so don't wait. Head over to my website, pastorsthriving.com, sign up today, and join me for this life-changing journey. Now, let's get back to our regularly scheduled podcast. Hey, welcome to Pastors Thriving, strategies for lead pastors towards growth in money and ministry. I'm your host, Kevin, and I am here to help pastors like you navigate the complexities of ministry while staying energized, focused, and impactful. Today, we're diving into a game-changing episode, four crucial insights towards church growth and how you might be viewing it wrong. If you've been feeling stuck or frustrated with your church's growth trajectory, or even questioning whether your growth is happening in the right areas, this episode is for you. Let's get into it. Number one, we need to redefine growth. When we talk about church growth, most of us immediately think about attendance, how many people showed up on Sunday. But here's the first crucial insight. Growth is not always numerical. It's spiritual and relational. And I need you to wrap your head around this. You know this. You already know this is truth. And, you know, I know that we can get to the spot of like, you know, it's not about the numbers. There are a lot of times that it is about the numbers. But I think there's also an element of like, you know, there could it be that maybe sometimes the Lord is not permitting numerical growth because he wants to encourage you to foster deeper spiritual or relational growth inside of your context, or community growth, or, you know, the specific placement that you have inside of the community. And so dive into that more than anything else. Think about this. Jesus wasn't focused on building a mega church. He was focused on building disciples. Are we measuring the depths of our members' relationships with Christ? Are we fostering genuine community? Maybe the question isn't how many people are we attracting, but rather how are we equipping those who are already here? That's one of my favorite ideas at this point. You know, I had a deep conversation with a guy the other day about these kinds of things, and he kept coming back to these statements about like organic, the idea of organic nature of discipleship. And he kept coming back to the idea of like, you know, I want to see pastors who are sitting in McDonald's. He kept using the word McDonald's. I could think of a way better place than McDonald's, but I want to see people sitting in McDonald's doing these organic or striking up these organic conversations with just random people about discipleship. And as I thought about that, I was like, you know, I love that idea. I love that too. But why are we not pressing more on the group of people that's already inside of a church? Like that's your warm audience, your warm leads or whatever. You know, if you talk through this from a marketing standpoint, the warm leads are the ones who are already right in front of you, who are already kind of semi-asking the question. So shouldn't we explore or expand or exhaust those options first before we go anywhere else? I think we have an obligation to do that. So number one, let's redefine some growth. Number two, let's focus on leadership development. I've told you this multiple times before. I've done a lot of market research with pastors along the way, and I've in asking them the question, what's your biggest concern of growth in this context today? And I gave them five examples or five options to choose from. Those options were discipleship, growth, numerical growth, financial growth, spiritual growth, leadership growth, and I can't remember the fifth one, but almost every time they said leadership, leadership growth. That was the primary thing that they needed to work into. Church growth often starts with leadership growth. If your leadership is stretched too thin, disorganized, or disconnected, it's going to ripple through the entire congregation, the entire church organization. Ask yourself, are you investing time and training, mentoring into your leaders? Do you feel equipped, empowered? Do they feel equipped, empowered, or are they just filling roles? A thriving church needs thriving leaders, and that means we as pastors have to pour into them consistently. This is a huge issue and something that demands your focus. I speak about this extensively in my workshop, the Make More Disciples Challenge, because I recognize this early in the game. We spend a lot of time trying to like get new people to start a discipleship journey, but we don't actually spend a lot of time with the people who are already there. You know, people have to be encouraged on this pathway of discipleship all the time. So I really unpack one of the biggest strategies that's in there. I call it the concentric circles of ministry. And it's where that you are, required that you spend the bulk of your developmental time or discipleship developing time because of those people who are already there saying, I need this. Do you know the most under-discipled group of people in your church is your staff? The ones who are like the ones who are there. You know, for some reason, we kind of look at those people and we're like, oh, they're fully formed. None of us are fully formed. We're all taking steps on this journey to find and follow Jesus Christ. And there's always a new level that we need to go to when it comes to discipleship. I would really encourage you with this. If you're a lead pastor looking at this and you've got a team of people under you, spend some time developing those people. Spend some time pouring into that core group of people and help them grow closer in their walk with the Lord, or, you know, and synonymously help them take greater strides when it comes to their own development in leadership, personal growth, those kind of things. Those are all helpful when it comes to discipleship. All right, number three, crucial insights towards church growth. Number three, the trap of over-programming. Oh man, tell me you haven't been part of this problem in the last 10 years or so. Many churches fall into this trap just thinking that if we just launch another ministry, create another event, or offer more options, growth will come. But what happens is that we end up overloading our teams, draining our budgets, and stretching ourselves just way too thin. Instead, what if we just focus on simplifying and invested deeply into the things that align directly with our mission and core values? Like, that is the crucial thing. Let's start filtering everything through, how does this correspond with our vision? And what does this do with our core values? Does it clarify, enhance, does it satisfy our core values, or does it distract from it? Less can truly be more when it comes to building lasting impact. Number four, growth beyond the walls. Insight number four, church growth isn't confined to just your church building. We're called to make disciples of all nations, not just neighborhoods. Are we equipping our members to take their faith into their workplaces, their homes, their schools? Growth really happens when your congregation's impact is felt beyond Sunday morning. If you're focus is only on what happens inside of your four walls, it might be missing the bigger picture. Let's be churches that multiply kingdom influence wherever we go. Now, I have a specific thing with this, and it actually correlates to inside the church and outside the church. You know, I was at a context just recently watching a service go down, and it was a great service by all intents and purposes, great thing. The one thing I've noticed as I've watched this church several times now, I see the same faces all the time. They're the same voices, the same people, the same stuff. And, you know, one of the things that I've become pretty painfully aware of is that we expect the, you know, the quote unquote staff, the people who are paid to do this, are the ones who actually do the work. And this is one of the ways that we get it wrong, right? I think what was my title here, Four Crucial Insights Towards Church Growth and How You Might Be Viewing It Wrong. Church staffing isn't about doing the work. I would hope that you could understand this. The people who are paid are not paid to do the work. They're paid to produce the leaders to do the work. This is literally paid to disciple. And if it's any other way, it's wrong. This is the reason why I get a little bit frustrated when I constantly see the same faces doing the same things all the time. Every one of those opportunities is an opportunity for a new voice to be able to exercise something that God is doing inside of them. You know, certainly it demands, you know, some guidance, some boundaries, guardrails, those kind of things. But if you're looking at this as like, I pay you to do this and you need to do this, and because of brand quality and brand excellence and all those kind of things, you're missing a very huge opportunity to be able to engage people and give them the opportunity to be able to exercise their own spiritual gifting. All right, so there you have it. Four crucial insights towards church growth and how you might be viewing some of them wrong. Redefine what growth really means to you and focus on leadership development. Avoid the trap of overprogramming. And remember, growth often happens outside your building. I got to ask, which of these insights resonates with you the most? I would love to hear your thoughts. Head over to my Facebook page, Pastors Thriving. Join in that conversation. And hey, if you're looking for practical ways to implement these strategies, be sure to check out our upcoming workshop on maximizing ministry impact without burnout. Some details are in the show notes. That class, Make More Disciples Challenge, is taking place at the end of February, and I would love to have you a part of it. It will revolutionize you. Until next time, listen, pastors, keep thriving. God's kingdom needs you at your best. We'll talk soon, man. Hey, thanks for tuning in today to Pastors Thriving Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, I'd love for you to just take a minute and leave a review and maybe a few stars on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback really helps me to grow this community and to reach even more pastors just like you. And listen, if you're ready to take the next step, check out one of my upcoming courses designed to help you thrive in ministry and life. For more details or to connect directly with me, you can send me an email at coaching@kevinelworth.live or visit my website, pastorsthriving.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.